from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in today for Joe Starkey. And if you have noticed, things might sound a little bit different because we are not in the 93.7 The Fan studios. We are live at Treesdale Country Club for the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount Celebrity Golf Outing. And that is part of the Celebrity Care Fest. And we are here today for the duration of this show, 10 to 2. And we will be talking about quite a bit today. And right now, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. At noon, John Parato, longtime Pirates beat writer, joins us. We'll talk about the Pirates on this current run they're on. They have won 10 of their last 13. 1 o'clock, Jeff Hathorn, 93.7, the Fan Sports Director, and my pick for possibly greatest human on the planet. He will join me. We will talk about Steelers training camp. Yesterday, the players reported. Today is the first practice, and that starts in less than a half hour out at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. We will break that down as well. I have also been told, because it just so happens to be my last day and my last show here at 93.7 The Fan, that some people behind the scenes have worked together a mystery guest for yours truly, and that will come at 11:30. I do not know who the mystery guest is. The only hint I have been given is I need to be ready to talk about a particular topic, and to tell you what that topic is, I will just say this. Wrestling fans, I got you. Just like on a Sunday morning. But that's a mystery guest at 11:30. That is what's coming, and that's what's happening on today's show, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Also, you can text us on the Fan Text Line, 412-928-9370. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I'm about to do something. Actually, it's probably not even that crazy because I'm sure I'm not the only one that's done this, at least not, you know, within the last 24 hours. But I'm going to do something that's absolutely different. It might be a little insane. Some might call it sacrilegious. It's the first day of practice at Steelers training camp, and I'm opening a radio show talking about the Pirates. I'm pretty sure that might be illegal, but we're going to do it anyway because I think it's worth talking about. This is a situation where the Pirates have won 10 of their last 13 games. They have now won 4 consecutive series dating back to before the All-Star break. They've won their first 2 series since the All-Star break. They're 4-2 since the break. They get a day off today. It's probably a travel day as they head to Arizona and begin a weekend series with the Diamondbacks. But this is a situation where if you're the Pirates, this becomes, I don't want to call it an all hands on deck, I don't want to call it a critical mass situation, but it does become important. It does become critical. I'm not going to do that whole, this is the most important series of the season thing. I'm not doing that. I know some people like to do that. I know it's a fun radio thing. Guess what? It's my last day. I don't care. I think it's dumb. But I will be honest with you and tell you that this road trip, while it is critical for the grand scheme of things, this particular series, I won't call it the most important, but I will call it more important than others. I would call it more important given the circumstances, given the actual context of what we're dealing with. Because let's be honest, if the Pirates were a first-place team, if they were in the position Milwaukee's in right now, this series wouldn't be as critical as it is now. If the Steelers were a last-place team like the Cubs, this series would not be as critical as it is now. But since the Pirates are a team that are a full game out of the third wildcard spot and a half a game behind the team they're about to face for three games, this series just became a lot more serious. It just became a lot more important. Is it the biggest of the season? No, I'm still not going there. But it becomes a lot more important given the opponent they are going on the road to face in the personage of the Arizona Diamondbacks. But here's the thing that makes me feel good about this series. The thing that makes me feel good about their chances with this series is really the same thing that made me feel good about their chances in the Cardinals series. And that's the way the pitching matchups stack up. And that goes for this road trip in general. The way the pitching matchups stack up for me right now, it makes me feel a lot more confident. You got Luis Ortiz going tomorrow night. You got Mitch Keller on Sunday. Marco Gonzalez is in the middle on Saturday. I know some people aren't as excited about that, and with good reason. However, you feel good with Ortiz going Friday. You feel good with Keller going Sunday. If you've listened to me or watched me in any space, whether it is on this particular space, primarily on Sunday mornings, or even on Saturday mornings when I was still hosting Bucko Talk some years back, you've always heard me use this adage. I always approach every three-game series the same way. There's one you can win, there's one you can lose, and there's one that can go either way. This one feels like there's two games that they should win. That's what this one feels like. It feels like going into this series against Arizona with Ortiz on the mound, as hot as he's been, with Mitch Keller on the mound Sunday, as stable and consistent as he's been. It feels like two games this team should win. It feels like a series, albeit being on the road, it still feels like a series that this team should take two out of three. And going on a six-game road trip, I thought there was a great question asked last night on the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. Every night, 1035 KDKA+. But there was a question that was asked of 93.7 The Fan's own Chris Muller and Rich Walsh last night on the sports call about this road trip. And the question was, is 4-2 or 3-3 more acceptable? Normally on road trips, I say if you can come out of a road trip 500, you've done well for yourself. And that more or less goes towards the theory of the 5,000-foot level view, if you will. I'm of the belief if you win 60 to 65% of your home games and go 500 on the road, you're a playoff team, no questions asked, especially in baseball. So a 3-3 road trip feels like par for the course. No pun intended, given where I am right now. However, this is a road trip. If you can take two of those first three in Arizona, then you're in better position starting out, going into Houston, than you might be otherwise. I think they can take two out of three in Houston. I think they can take two out of three in Arizona. Houston is where it gets more difficult. However, you know you're going to get at least one game with Paul Skenes in Houston. I should say you're going to get at least one game that's winnable because you have Paul Skeens on the mound in Houston. That makes you feel a little bit better. So, yes, I think 4 wins out of 6 is a possible thing. I think 4 wins out of 6 is something you shoot for. I think 4 wins out of 6 is exactly what you need. And if you can't get more. Normally, I'd say 3-3 road trip, fine. I'll live with it. It works. No. Get 4 here. Get 4 here for if no other reason than the pitching matchups line up. Get 4 here if for no other reason than you have an opponent that's in the same position you're in and it gives you an opportunity to take advantage. I just saw Larry Richard walk by, folks. Shout out to the legend. Get 4 here because, and this is the fun part, if you can get to the end of this road trip, and remember, this road trip culminates specifically. This road trip culminates specifically with the MLB trade deadline, which, by the way, is July 30th at 6 p.m. So if you can put together what you need to acquire and possibly have something in line while you're on this road trip, it gives you an even more formidable possibility. Now, I'm not saying you do it specifically at the trade deadline and expect the player to be there. That's not what I'm saying. But if you can get something done maybe within the next day or two and have said player or players you acquire meet you on the road in Houston and try to plug something in here, it can't possibly hurt. It can't possibly be the worst thing in the world. Normally, I'm the type of person that says, you know, when you go into a series, you can't just set crazy expectations. This is one of those series where I'm setting expectations. They may not necessarily be crazy, but they are expectations. And my expectations for this series in Arizona is to win at least 2 games. You want to see a strong outing from Luis Ortiz. You want to see a strong outing from Mitch Keller. You hope to see a decent outing from Marco Gonzalez. You hope to see it. Is it always guaranteed? No. In fairness, it's not always guaranteed. If we're being honest with ourselves, and I don't think that's a stretch. I don't think it's a stretch to say you don't know what you're going to get with Marco Gonzalez. I don't think that's crazy. Because the truth is, his first outing back after being off for 2 months with an injury, 5 innings, 1 run, 7 hits, didn't walk anybody. He struck out 4. His second outing, that was against the White Sox. It was his first outing was in Chicago. Maybe it's because it was against the White Sox. His second outing at home against Philly, 4 2/3, 6 hits, 2 earned runs. And he threw 84 pitches in that 4 2/3 innings. So you don't know what you're going to get from a Marco Gonzalez. So it does become a situation of, can you get the best out of this pitching staff and this three-man setup going into Arizona? I think they can. I think they can get at least 2, if for no other reason, because of the pitching matchups. Now, granted, this is all with the knowledge of the fact that we don't know who's pitching for Arizona, because right now everything is TBD. But this is how you know when you have a good pitching staff, when you can put one of your guys out there and the other team is TBD and you still tell yourself, you know what? With our guy, we still got a shot. That's how reliable this starting pitching staff has been, that they can put Ortiz and Keller out there against TBD and say, you know what, we don't know who's going yet, or they haven't announced who's going yet, but we know we got a shot. That's what makes me confident about taking 2 in Arizona. That's what makes me confident about the possibility of taking 4 in this 6-game road trip. That's what's made me confident about this entire season, is the consistency and the depth of this starting pitching. And that's with Bailey Falter and Jarrett Jones both out with injury, and they're still able to circle the wagons and keep going. That says a lot to me. And it'll say a lot to their ability to possibly take 4 or more, because who doesn't want to get greedy at this point? But if you can take 4 or more in this road trip with this pitching staff, you jump at that opportunity when you can. Coming up in a couple hours, we got John Parato, longtime Pirates beat writer. He's going to join us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we want to get into Steelers training camp. Players reported yesterday. They start practice in less than 15 minutes. I want to talk about one thing in particular about move-in day. There was something missing, and I'm not complaining. We'll talk about it when we come back. Josh Taylor in for Joe Starkey, live at Treesdale Country Club, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in today for Joe. We are live from Treesdale Country Club for the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount Celebrity Golf Outing. Seen a handful of faces that are quite familiar already walking in and out. Saw Larry Richard at the top of the show. During the break, I have to make this announcement. Everybody, I need you to stop what you're doing and listen. Bob Pompiani has entered the building. He is here. Saw the GOAT firsthand. Had a great conversation with him. But we will see some faces and we will hear some names during this Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount, HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount Celebrity Golf Outing. And there's a lot to talk about while we're here. Now, I talked about this at the top of the show. I did the crazy thing. I talked about the Pirates at the first opportunity I could on the first day of training camp. But I felt it was necessary. Felt it was necessary because this is a road trip where the Pirates, I think, can win 4 out of 6 games. One of the key reasons, they got Luis Ortiz starting against Arizona. They got Mitch Keller starting in against Arizona, and they got Paul Skeens on the mound against Houston. If you are going to find a way to put one in the bank to say we got to win here and stack one, if there's a team that's going to be as complicated to do that against, it is Houston. They're 53-49. First place team in the AL West. Now, granted, they had to claw their way back to 53-49, but at the same token, they are a division leader, and they're still the Houston Astros. But if there's a guy you want to stack one with and say, hey, we got this guy on the mound, we got one in the bank, it's Paul Skeens. And our Paul Skeens and Pirates reaction brought to you by Bet365. But let's shift gears now. Let's talk about Steelers training camp because I want to get into this. It's the first day of camp. It's the first official day of camp. Players reported yesterday, but practice should be getting underway. They're going to hear that air horn in about 3 minutes and counting. But yesterday was move-in day. And move-in day, now I'm going to give you the perspective of someone who works in a visual medium when he's not here. For those of you who may be unfamiliar, I also have another job besides this one over at KDKA-TV. Just so happens I just got a promotion there recently. So it's kind of fun. Anyway, yesterday, with it being move-in day, every TV station's there, every radio station's there, every newspaper is there. And here's what happens on move-in day. TV stations have their cameras there. Sometimes they have more than one. Radio stations have reporters there, usually with their phones out, recording video. Newspapers have reporters there, usually more than one, usually with their cameras out, recording video. Why? Because move-in day had become somewhat of its own spectacle. It had become somewhat of its own event where players would pull up, driving whatever vehicle that drew attention, wearing whatever clothing item that drew attention, carrying whatever accessories that might draw attention. You know what qualified for that yesterday? You know what vehicle really qualified as far as drawing attention? Russell Wilson pulling up in a G-Wagon. That was the vehicle that might have, quote-unquote, drawn attention. The outfit that might have drawn attention yesterday, Elandon Roberts showing up in a pair of black overalls. Why? Because that's how they do it in Texas, and he played his college football at Houston. That was the outfit that drew attention. The accessory that drew attention yesterday, it was Alex Highsmith carrying in his PS5. And by the way, folks, that's a veteran move. If you know, you know. But here's why I say this is different. If the vehicle in question that draws the most attention is a vehicle that people of status and make a good bit of money drive quite frequently, if the outfit that draws the most attention is a simple pair of overalls, which, by the way, Vince Wilfork made famous years ago, and if the accessory in question is simply a gaming system that a lot of grown men and some young men still frequent, I'm 42, I got one too. Granted, I bought one specifically because NCAA 25 came out. Can you blame me? Of course not. But if the accessory in question is a gaming system, that means move-in day has taken on much more of a normal life than it used to. That means the day of Antonio Brown pulling up in insert name of exotic car here to St. Vincent College in Latrobe, or remember the year he pulled up in a helicopter, or I should say he landed and came down in a helicopter, remember that year? Remember when James Harrison showed up driving a bus? Remember when that happened? Remember move-in day? It was, what crazy vehicle can I pull up in? What crazy outfit can I wear? Remember the year Vince Williams pulled up dressed like Stone Cold Steve Austin with the belt on his shoulder? Although, I must admit, that was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
As a wrestling fan, Austin Bechtel, that was awesome. I'll give Vince credit for that one. He might have had the spinning belt, and if he didn't, that was a missed opportunity. But my point remains the same. The fact that this team showed up with little fanfare, with little fluff, with little fringe and frill and flair, Office Space fans, I got you. The fact that they showed up was just dudes that came in ready to go to work and maybe having a tad bit of fun while still having the focus on doing the work. That says more to me than anything. That tells me that dynamics have changed. That tells me that priorities have shifted. That tells me culture is different. And what's the thing we've been talking about for the past couple years that needed to change? The culture needed to be different. There needed to be more of a workmanlike approach. There needed to be more focus on the task involved. Well, what else has changed with that dynamic we're talking about? The faces have changed. Not only is there a younger dynamic, there's more of a workmanlike dynamic. And I don't think this is an accident. I don't think it's an accident that guys like Roman Wilson are now part of this franchise. I don't think it's an accident that guys like Broderick Jones are now part of this franchise. I don't think it's an accident that guys like TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith, Keanu Benton are now part of this franchise, because it screams to me that it is now, once again, what it used to be about. It used to be about the work itself. It used to be about to be the best you can be on the field. Yes, you can still have fun, but the time for fun presents itself at another time. When you show up at training camp, your job is to come in and work. And it feels like a more workmanlike approach, and I am 100% for that. Am I against players doing fun things for move-in day? No, I'm not against it. But when you draw, when you blur the lines between fun and overdoing it and becoming a distraction, when you blur the lines between fun and distraction, that's when things get confused. That's when things get messed up, and that's when the work becomes ignored. That's when you start to see certain things slip through the cracks. And I get the feeling with this group, that might be different now. And this was something that I started to pick up on after Omar Khan's first draft, where it's no longer about guys with personalities and a bunch of other things. This is about guys who want to play football. This is about guys who not only want to play football and not want to win at football, they want to dominate at football. And I don't care what you tell me about what you think it takes to win a game at any specific level. It comes down to one simple adage at any level of football on how to succeed. Beat the man in front of you. And they got a bunch of guys who want to do exactly that, regardless of position. They got offensive linemen who want to beat the man in front of them. They got defensive linemen who want to beat the man in front of them. They got even wide receivers who just want to beat the man in front of them, both figuratively and maybe even literally in some cases. But that is the important thing, beating the man in front of you. And it looks like there's a shift back to that. Yes, there are certain ways that stylistically you can have an advantage in a football game. There's no mystery to this. There's no magic eight ball you can shake and some mystic answer shows up. Everybody knows there's ways to do a lot of it. There's more than one way to skin a cat. But the basic fundamental objective of it all is to beat the man in front of you. And we're seeing a roster, we're seeing a talent base with this organization that has shifted back toward that. Because we can say what we want about specific details, we can compare eras, we can talk about other things about this franchise's previous glory. But the truth of the matter is, when those glory days occurred, you know what the guys on those teams did? They were really good at beating the man in front of them. So if we're looking at a dynamic now where this is a team that just shows up, ready for camp, ready to do the work involved, and their emphasis isn't on what they can do to draw attention to themselves before camp, and their emphasis is just on we are at camp, then that to me is a sign of a changed dynamic. That is the sign to me of a changed culture. That is a sign to me of a team that is now prepared, or at least will be prepared, to focus on its goal and focus on its most primary objective, which is to beat the man in front of you. And that is something that they, you hope they translate that into the preseason. Granted, they did that last year. It translated into the preseason. The problem was it didn't translate from the preseason into the regular season. That might have been part of the issue early on. But you hope something like this, with this particular ethos, you hope it translates onto the field for the preseason. And then you hope it translates onto the field from the preseason to the regular season in its entirety for 17 games. That has to be something that remains at the forefront and consistent from day one, minute one, second one. And if this is the first step toward that, then I think it's a significant first step. We will take a break when we come back. I want to get into something that was said yesterday by a returning player about his contract situation. And more importantly, I want to get into why it's relevant given the current landscape of the game, why it's relevant given the current construction of this team, and what they're trying to do. That whole beat the man in front of you thing, this applies to this situation. We'll talk about it when we come back. Josh Taylor in for Joe Starkey. 93.7.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in for Joe. We are live from Treesdale Country Club for the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount Celebrity Golf Outing. And folks, let me tell you, when I told you before that we were going to see some faces and you were going to hear some names, I've already dropped a couple for you. Bob Pompiani's in the building. Larry Richards in the building. James Harrison has arrived. Can we talk about how James Harrison looks like he can still go right now? Can we talk about how this guy has been retired for, what, a handful of years now? And he looks like he can suit up and play and be on the field for the first day of practice immediately right now. It's amazing how ridiculously good shape he's still in. Years after he retired, James Harrison still looks like he can suit up and go. It's insane. Another face we've seen that's pulled up so far. Former Pirate, current Pirate broadcaster, and I might add, PPS legend, Carrick High School alum, John Wehner is here. John Wehner's in the building. Rock is here, man. This is cool. This is amazing to see all these great people pulling up. But it's for a really awesome event. It's for a really great cause. And we are happy to be here. Really, it's hard to argue with spending the better part of a day at a country club. I mean, who argues with it? And if you want to put it in greater context, for those of you who may not know, this is actually my last show at 93.7 The Fan. I have since gotten a promotion to anchoring news in addition to sports on KDKA TV, so had to give something up. So the radio duties had to be shoved to the side. So if you're telling me I got to spend my last day at work at a country club near a golf course, who says no to that? Who says no to that deal? If you can find somebody who says no, we can have a conversation. Got Tom here with me, T-Bird in the building. We're hanging out, man. This is cool. It's a really good last day to have. But we've talked a lot about the Pirates to start this show. We've been talking training camp. And one guy who made his way to camp yesterday and had quite a bit to say is Steelers running back Najee Harris. Now, granted, I'm at Treesdale. Our producer, Austin Bechtold, is in the studio. Austin, if you're ready with Najee, let's get Najee Harris up. Here's Najee Harris yesterday.
This was him talking about, was he disappointed or not that he didn't get his fifth-year option picked up?
I was disappointed for a minute, but I mean, like, it's nothing really where, you know, me sitting around being disappointed for too long would do anything to help me out. You know, I think that it is what it is, and you just got to keep it pushing and knowing that coming out here and doing what's best for the team and having a good year is what's most important right now. So, I mean, you know, yeah, I was for a minute, like a couple of days, and it just went past my mind so fast.
That's Najee Harris. Now, and for the background of it all, I can understand why people might be bothered by this situation, and I understand how freaking out might be the first reaction, but this is something we have to remember. The Steelers turning down Najee Harris's fifth-year option on his rookie contract. And it's I won't lie, it's something that surprised me because I felt like that fifth year for him next season at less than $7 million was really a bargain for all intents and purposes, even for using a first-round pick on a running back. Now, that number, however, gets decreased because it's based on the salaries of the higher-end guys getting paid at the position. And of all positions, that's lower on the ladder as far as being paid out, as far as bonuses are concerned, because running backs aren't being paid as much right now. And we can get into that value and whether or not it's worth paying a guy past a certain point. We can get to that argument. But it comes back around, in this particular situation, it comes back around to what exactly do they think Najee Harris means to this team? What exactly do they think Najee Harris means to this offense? And there's a couple different ways you can look at it. You can take the approach we hear a lot these days is running backs being considered fungible, that you don't have to invest a lot of resources in them, that they are replaceable. And that is an argument that could be made, and it's not a crazy one. It's a very valid argument. You can look at it as a wait-and-see approach, and that's pretty much how it's being shaped, how it's being spun as a wait-and-see approach. They want to see how this season goes with Arthur Smith's offense and how Najee Harris stands up to it. That's another thing. Then you can look back and remember things that we've been told. You can remember things that we've seen. You can remember things that we've heard, not only from current players, but from former players. Not only from current front office guys, but from former front office guys. There are things you can be reminded of that make this situation not look as serious as we think it is. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the particular ethos that this organization has. There have been players over the years, multiple players, some of them of much higher priority than Najee Harris, who have had contract situations going into seasons. And then we find out afterwards that player goes into that season, does his job, eventually does get the contract he's looking for, and then they come up to the podium, they have that press conference, and what does the player say? The team told me they'd take care of me if I kept my mouth shut and played, and I did what they told me to do. And we've seen guys who have done that. We've heard that from guys like Cam Hayward in previous years with previous contract extensions. We've heard that from guys like TJ Watt in previous years with previous contract extensions. We've even heard that from guys like Antonio Brown, if you can wrap your mind around that. Even Antonio Brown stood at a podium one day after getting a contract extension and said, Mr. Rooney gave me his word, and he kept his word. That, when you hear from a guy like that, that says a lot. But it also shows you just exactly how this organization does business. If they want to do business with you and you are willing to keep your mouth shut, show up, go to work, do your job, then they will take care of you. They've shown that over the years with many different examples. They've shown that over the years with different GMs, from Kevin Colbert to now Omar Khan. I think this is that next opportunity for the Steelers and a player to say, look, we're going to go into the season, do your job, keep your mouth shut, stay out of trouble, and when the time comes, we'll take care of you, because we've seen it before. And Najee Harris is a mature enough player. I think he's handled it maturely enough to say, hey, I like being in Pittsburgh. It's a great city, but in the end, it's a business. I think he's a guy that gets it. And let's remember where Najee Harris played in college. He played for Alabama under Nick Saban. If there's anybody who knows how to take a business approach to football, it's Nick Saban. So he's come under a guy who knows how to get his teams to stay focused on the task in front of them and eliminate the outside noise. He's come up in that kind of culture, so he's walking in already with the understanding of how to keep the noise in the background. I don't know if this is something they could do with every player and it would be handled the same way, but if there's a guy who I think can keep his mouth shut, at least relatively, go about his job and be promptly rewarded for doing his job, I believe it is Najee Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, I just saw Smokey Robinson walk by and wave. This might have made my entire week. Smokey Robinson's here. Seriously, I got to tell my mom I just saw Smokey Robinson. This is awesome. This is incredible. Here at Treesdale Country Club, the HM3, Jerome Bettis, and Mel Blunt Celebrity Golf Outing, and Smokey Robinson is coming to shake my hand. Sir, it is an honor. So great to meet you. Good to meet you. God bless you, sir. Oh, man. Okay. Bury me now. I'm good. Here at the HM3, Jerome Bettis and Mel Blunt Celebrity Golf Outing. We've hit the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I got to admit, my hands are shaking right now. But this is what I'm talking about. I told you, we're going to hear some names and see some faces. This is awesome. Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Now that I got my breathing back to normal, because that was kind of crazy. It's not every day you meet somebody you grew up listening to their music. But let's get back to this discussion with Najee Harris. I know there's a lot of people that look at the numbers Najee Harris has compiled over his first three seasons, and they say, well, he didn't do this number, and he didn't average this amount, and he didn't do this in this particular part. And that's fine. If you want to base your argument on that, you're basically telling me two things. Either one, you're a terrible fantasy football owner, or two, you lost too much money in parlays. In which case, you lost twice. Sit out and wait in the corner and let the adults talk. Najee Harris, his value may not be shown in his total yardage amounts from a season. His value may not be shown in his yards per carry, because that part you're looking at the complete aggregate of it all. Najee Harris's value for this franchise comes in a part of the season where you need his value to shine. And this organization in particular has needed his value to shine in this part of the season. The second half of the schedule, the numbers show it. No running back in the league is more valuable than Najee Harris. That's even including one Mr. Henry that's now in Baltimore. Second half of the season, the past few years, no one's been more valuable than Najee Harris in the latter part of the schedule. And it matters even more now. Remember the second half of that schedule we've been talking about since it was released? Remember the teams they got to face? Remember what that gauntlet looks like going into November, going into December? Wouldn't it be great to have a guy that makes that job a little bit easier because his value is probably at his best when you need him in that part of the season? Oh, wait, you got that guy. How about that? We may not notice it or appreciate it now, but if there's a time when you want Najee Harris to be at his most Najee Harris-like, it is this season. It is in the second half of this season, because that is where his value has been. He has been the most reliable and productive running back in the second half of seasons since his time in the league. That's what Najee Harris has done. That's where his value has been proven, and I think that's where he can prove it again. And I think that's why the Steelers aren't necessarily, I don't think they're dragging their feet. I just don't think they're in a hurry to do it right now, because they may be waiting to assess just what his value might be. Bear in mind, the Steelers are not in any kind of crazy casualty situation right now. They got plenty of cap space going into next year. They don't have to do something right now to try to massage this year's cap and massage next year's cap. They don't need to do that. If they do that, if anything, it's a bonus, but they don't have to do it out of necessity. So they don't have to be in a hurry. They don't have to be in a hurry at the running back position any more than they need to be in a hurry at the quarterback position. I know that sounds weird. I know that sounds strange in today's NFL. But they are in a very, very unique position where they don't have to dole out money a moment before they need to. Think about how many teams in this league have a lot of players tied up to huge contracts. Think about a team down south that has three guys that they will potentially have to pay big money to. One of them is a quarterback, one's a wide receiver, and one is a linebacker slash hybrid defensive player. Hi, Dallas fans. I'm talking to you. Bless your heart and all that. Cowboys got problems. They got to figure out how to pay Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah Parsons. And I don't know if it's guaranteed they'll have all three. The Steelers aren't in that situation. They are in the exact opposite. They got guys they can sign. They got guys it's possible to sign. They don't know what the dollar amount's going to be. But it doesn't matter right now because they got it. It's sitting there. They don't need to rush into this. Would it be nice to have Najee Harris under contract for the future? Absolutely. I'm sure he'd feel the same way. But they don't need to rush into it. Would it be nice to have Justin Fields and or Russell Wilson under contract past this season? Absolutely. I'm sure they would feel the same way also. But the Steelers don't have to rush into it. Is it fair to the player? Probably not. Is that how the game goes? Yes. First wire reference of the day. The game is the game, and that is both on and off the field. But the way I see this, with how Najee Harris has performed in the second half of seasons when his value is at its best, that is when they will need him most. And assuming he is healthy for that part of the season, assuming he's available to play for that part of the season, because he has the past three seasons. Remember, this is a dude that doesn't miss games, even when he's hurt. So assuming he does again what he's already done three times before, I have no reason to worry about the Steelers coming into an agreement with Najee Harris on a contract extension. I think it will happen. Assuming all of those things I just mentioned happen the way they're supposed to. A lot can happen between now and December. A lot can happen between now and January. But if the last 3 years are any indication of what could be and what they could make their decision based off of, that's a good enough reason to expect, if that happens again, that Najee Harris, he will be signed to an extension by the Steelers, but he will be compensated at a level that is both commensurate with his ability and his commitment to this organization. 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, and AM 1020 KDKA, and WAMO 107.3 are partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the 2024-25 school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. Visit the link on the homepage of 93.7thefan.com, support as an individual, or get a group together to support. Help ensure a good start to the school year for local kids. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 82 with sunny skies. It is sunny and 82, and it's a great day to schedule a heart screening with the experts at UPMC. Top of the hour. We're going to keep this rolling. We got to get back to talking about Pirates. I want to talk about a guy at the top of the hour that has shown why he's important to this team, and not just because of how he's playing lately, but because of what he's shown throughout the course of the season. We'll talk about that. Plus, 11:30, mystery guest lined up. I have no idea who this is, but I have been told, wrestling fans, I got you. Live at Treesdale Country Club, Josh Taylor in for Joe Starkey, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.